Welcome back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're joined in studio this weekend by Carl Rotifer. He is the supervisor for District 5 in Tuolumne County and the board chair for 2019, the new leader for the year for the Board of Supervisors. You know, Supervisor Rotifer, you know, talking about priorities for the county, what were some of the things that were discussed at the retreat?
Okay, well, a lot of stuff was discussed, but we really focused in on six main priorities for the coming year. Fire safety, obviously, we just talked about that one. Land use, and we did a little bit of talking about that, but we can talk some more if you want, on really how do we complete the total land use guidance documents for our county. Public infrastructure obviously is an important one. And roads is obviously one of the biggest ones of that. And then our vulnerable populations, how do we take care of the people that most need it? And then employee development. This is one that we really haven't put a lot of focus on. And it's, I will say, and I'll let her talk to it herself, but I think it's our new CAO, Tracy Riggs, is one of her really big priorities for her. And it's a very, very important one for the board as well. And then county government infrastructure, mostly our buildings, and also getting towards completion of the Law and Justice Center. So those are our priorities.
Law and Justice Center coming along pretty well?
The jail's coming along. Somebody asked me if they'd started the court the other day, and honestly, I haven't been out there for about a month, so I don't know if they have or not, but somebody indicated that it looked like they were pouring concrete, so I need to go check that out and see what's going on. But the jail's coming along fine, and obviously the court isn't our project to do anyway. That's the state's.
So. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was out there a couple weeks ago, and they hadn't quite started, but it sounded like they're going to start any day with the courthouse, so
yeah.
I'll go out there as well. So any other big issues that you see on the horizon for this next year?
Well, obviously we want I'll hit all of these and how I think they play into this immediate next year. But land use, we definitely need to get to finishing that. Again, we're probably going to take a break from it for a while so we can get caught up on some of the other things, but it's not going away, and we will get started by mid-year. Public infrastructure, roads is the big one, and it's not just the normal pothole problem that we've been living with, unfortunately, my whole time that I've lived in Tuolumne County. But it's also many of our roads are as bad as they are because of the construction of them. A lot of them were dirt roads that weren't really back in the day constructed properly, and that's why we have problems maintaining them. So we really need to go in and fix some of those. But also, we need to look at public safety things with our roads. Simple things like, I'm afraid I'm going to kill somebody driving home at night in the wintertime on Parrott's Ferry because that's my route home. We have no shoulders. The fog line is on the edge of the pavement. People don't have anywhere to walk or ride bikes. And that's as much of a safety hazard as anything else we've got in the county. We need to do what's called complete streets projects, and we're pushing that. We're going to have SB1 money, so that's going to give us the capability to fix some of it. It's not enough, but we need to use it wisely so we get the biggest bang for the buck. And we need to tie that into our fire safety. Virtually everything that that we do in this county, we need to look at a way to tie that into our fire safety effort. And roads is one that we really can. And then vulnerable populations is really important. And that kind of brings in bandwidth, IT broadband infrastructure and a lot of things. And it goes to fire safety. If we can't notify people to get out, how are they going to know to get out? And in some places, AT&T is walking away from their copper by the end of 2020. So a lot of landline connectivity is going to go away. We need to be looking at what kind of an impact that has on our entire county, but also what kind of an impact does it have specifically on our most vulnerable populations, and how do we compensate for that in all of our county planning? It also brings in homelessness, opioid addiction, drug addiction in general, mental health, all of those things. Those all are wrapped around vulnerable populations. So there's a lot to do there. Employee development is really important. We need to retain our employees. We have a great pool of employees. Our staff, if you ask them for something, they deliver. They are really incredibly awesome. We need to do what we can to make their life better, their self-esteem better, and more importantly, or just as importantly, we need to give them increased personal capacity by giving them development tools to do their job better. And then county infrastructure, our buildings and all of that stuff, we have a, I'll call it an unfunded requirement or a deferred need. We're way behind on maintaining our buildings, and we need to develop some, I believe, public-private partnership arrangements to build a new sheriff's facility out by the jail, and also to build I'll call it the community building out there. But it's when the courthouse opens up for business, all the lawyers that are downtown, 90% of them, they need to be close to that courthouse. So we need a building to house them in. And we're looking for public-private partnerships probably is the easiest way to go, so we don't have to spend our money on that. We can lease them the land, they can build the building, and they can lease the office space. That's revenue for them. It's a little bit of revenue for us, and everybody wins. So those are the kinds of things that we're looking at in our county infrastructure. Those are our priorities, and I think that's we're going to see a little bit of all of that, probably a lot going to fire, but we're going to see a little to a lot of all of that as we move through 2019.
Sounds like it's going to be a busy year for the county.
It is going to be a busy year, but we also, I will tell you, we also have to live within our resource constraints. So we can't break the backs of our employees trying to get some of this stuff done. It all comes down to prioritization, and sometimes that prioritization is informed by availability of funds. So, but we're gonna do what we can do for the public.
This past year, I heard a lot from the supervisors talking about the need for more workforce housing and affordable housing. Do you think we'll see much movement in that realm this year?
I'm not optimistic, and not because the county doesn't want to do it. I'm not optimistic because of the ever-increasing requirements on structures, building structures. If you try to build workforce housing, I'll tell you right now, workforce housing, affordable housing, whatever you want to call it, that equals medium to high-density structures. It you can't afford to build a $250,000 to $300,000 home with all of the fees and all of the. You got to put in sprinklers and you got to put solar. Those are great requirements, but they cost the developer money. And when you talk about purchasing the land and paying all the fees up front, you pay to put in the additional capabilities into these houses, you can't build a $250,000 house anymore unless you do it in scale and on smaller lots. So, and our county, there's a segment of our county that doesn't like medium and high density residential. They don't think it fits into the county. So it puts us in a really tough position.
Need to take one more break. We're talking with the chairman for the Tuolumne County Board of Supervisors, Carl Rotifer, on this weekend's Mother Lode Views. I'm PGA Hansen, your host. Mother Lode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. And a reminder that next weekend on Mother Lode Views, we'll turn our attention to water. We'll be joined in studio for the first time by the new general manager of the Tuolumne Utilities District, Edwin Pattison. Also joining us will be District Engineer Eric Johnson. We'll get the latest on water and water projects on tap for 2019. Again, that's next week on Mother Lode Views. Final segment with Supervisor Rotifer will be here in just a minute.